This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning, I'm Tom Kramer. Nearly $6 million in federal stimulus money will go toward making hundreds of homes in northern Michigan more energy efficient. The Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency has been awarded the money as part of the Federal Recovery Act. John Stevenson is executive director of the agency. He says in order to qualify for assistance, a household annual income needs to be at or below 200% of the poverty level.
And what that means is, say, for a household of four, it would be around $44,000 a year.
And how many families are we talking about that would fit into that?
We're anticipating somewhere around 900 to 1,000 households that we will be able to weatherize with the stimulus dollars that are coming our way over the next 3 years.
When do you expect to receive the first little bit of money?
Yeah, that's a problem because, we're a private nonprofit agency, and we're used to doing business with the state and federal governments. Most of our contracts are federal contracts, but a lot of that federal money flows through the state of Michigan. And so there are many numbers of regulations that have to be satisfied both at the federal and at the state level, and not all of those are completely worked out yet. Frankly, we thought we would have seen the money by now, but a number of things have slowed the process down, and we're hoping that we're going to see the money start to flow by June, but we just don't know that yet.
Can you explain a little bit about the definition of weatherizing these homes? What kind of improvements will be included?
For the most part, what happens is the house is made to be more energy efficient so that the various leaks and areas where air comes into the home where you don't want it coming in, those are plugged up, and generally then there's insulation that might be added to existing insulation in the house to, again, reduce the fuel costs of the household. Also, one of the main things that the program will do will be a complete test for the air replacement in the home. Obviously, it's possible to make a home too tight, and to be a safe breathing environment, there has to be an air exchange that occurs over a period of time. And so we want to be sure that the house is functioning at an optimal air replacement level. And in the process of doing that, then there's also a furnace test, and just to make sure that the air that's in the home is safe to breathe and that the appliances are functioning properly.
Are there any specifications as far as what kind of home qualifies for this? Do the homes need to be of a certain age?
Not really, no. And so we would encourage anyone, no matter how old or new the home might be, to apply for the program.
How will we know if the $6 million is well spent?
Well, we know from years of experience with the home weatherization program that the money that's spent on those homes is actually returned over time in the reduction of energy usage. And, you know, for the state of Michigan that imports practically all the fuels used to heat a home, you can almost consider it an economic development program because that's money that stays in the state. The fuels that heat the homes in our state are coming from both other countries as well as Oklahoma and Texas and Alaska. And so by making the homes more energy efficient, we're realizing somewhere between the 20 and 30% annual heating cost reduction. And that's money then that stays in the homeowner's pockets and is spent right here locally.
Not to mention the fact that I imagine a lot of local contractors will be doing this work.
All of our weatherization work is done by local contractors. We use the private sector, and so for the period of this three-year stimulus spending, we'll be increasing the number of contractors that we use for the program.
John Stevenson, Executive Director with the Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.